humans of Earth, this is the Android App Addicts Podcast, episode 478. I am your alien host, Mark, the Sultan of the Galaxy Cockerel, and joining me this week are the guys, the trio is all here, the gang's all here for the first time in over a month, all three of us together. Eric, the executive Ardini and door-to-door geek, Mr. Steve McLaughlin. Hey, guys!
We're bringing the band back, man.
Hi.
You know, we don't pod fade around here, we just host fade.
Yeah. We listeners fade, and they're just like, yeah, these guys again, whatever. Next time I reboot my phone, I'm not adding this podcast. Hey, so you guys' eyes burning from staring directly at the sun, or did you guys take the easy way and get a welder's helmet or something?
I bought some $2 plastic glasses. Then I had a thought. If you can watch the eclipse with welding goggles, can you weld with eclipse glasses?
Oh, yeah, I'm sure you could. I went old school, man. I just straight at it. I don't care. It worked when I was 4, or whenever it was the last time I looked in an eclipse. Because it brought me back to the same memory the last time. Like, oh, okay.
Now, what time of day did it happen now, Eric?
It was 1:15 in the afternoon here when it happened.
Oh, so you mean it happened during working hours?
Lunch hours. So I was on lunch.
So I was working.
I made a day of it.
Yeah.
And I looked up, and I was working, and I looked out the window, and I secretly wished everybody standing out there would go blind so I could not have to work with any of them again, because none of them put in a leave sheet, and none of them, checked out or anything or signed out. They all just felt like it was their right to get paid for standing outside looking up and not.
You expect them to fill out a leave sheet when they go take a dump, too? God, man, it was like 3 minutes.
This wasn't a dump. This was not a natural.
It was a natural
reaction occurrence.
It's natural.
If
to
I
look
walk
up,
out
it's dark.
The front door looking at a car accident, yeah. I'm supposed to fill out a leave sheet.
So yeah, we didn't have totality.
Yes.
What was the word they kept saying?
Yeah, totality.
Yeah, we didn't have that here. We had crescent, which I don't know. It's the only kind of eclipse I've ever seen, I guess, but.
It was 98% here in North Georgia. Far North Georgia, they did have totality. The amazing thing was, though, with the moon fully 75% covering the sun, without the glasses, you couldn't tell. That's just amazing to me how bright the sun is, that with 75% of it missing, you can't tell the difference.
It was cloudy here, so it already seemed dreary. So I don't know how much drearier it got because of downstate from here, in Illinois, was one of the best places in Carbondale. So it wasn't that far from totality, I guess, but it was. I saw a crescent when I looked up there for a second. The moon last night, though, was really cool. It was just a sliver. It was pretty neat. And it was one of those harvest moons where it was really big and just a sliver. Pretty neat. I don't know. I'm feeling pretty nostalgic about my astronomy at the moment, I guess. Hard not to with all the news, thrown at my face.
Well, yeah. And on a perfectly clear day with no clouds, I look up and I see a hexagon in the sky that I follow around and I can't catch because when I was young, I was put in a incubator and the lights were burnt into my eyeball. So I have a knee-jerk reaction to not wanting to look at things that could potentially hurt my eyesight even more.
So
I told my son, because he only got to see a little bit of it because of the clouds. Mm. And I told him, look, this is happening again in 6 years. For some reason, people keep saying 7 years. It's like they can't count. In 6 years from now is when it's going to happen, because it's not a full 6 years. It's not full 7 years. I told my son, look, you'll be 19 years old then. If you really want to see it really badly, all you do is let me know. And I got no problem planning a trip going to where there is totality. The only thing I would like to see isn't the eclipse at all, but it's to be able to, in the broad daylight, quote unquote, to be looking away from that and then all of a sudden being able to see stars. And then not seeing stars again. I think that's cool.
Yeah, that's cool.
Now, I made sure, I took my kids out of school because, frankly, the school district here were just being idiots. So I was working from home that day, but I had a series of events scheduled. I told my kids, you may be out of school, but you have not stopped being educated. So I had a timer at various events throughout the day. And so I'd be up here in my office working, and then I would go downstairs and we'd do a little experiment. And then closer toward the time, we went to a friend's house where he had a better view. We have a lot of trees around this house. And they also had a pool there. So I had all kinds of experiments for them, like, with your swim trunks on, obviously, get in the pool and look at the ripples on the bottom of the pool. See how they differ from a regular day, you know, and just look at the, see what's happening. So I tried to make it something memorable for my kids, but I also didn't want them sitting in a darkened classroom with the blinds drawn watching the event on television. I wanted them to feel the temperature drop. I wanted them to hear the crickets chirp. I wanted a full experience. And, you know, if my public education system won't educate my children on that day, I will.
Yeah, that's the same experience my my kids got at their public education. They didn't want to hurt the kids, so they said that they would watch a NASA feed, which they didn't even let them do that either. So that was pretty cool.
They literally had black paper covering the windows. You know, don't look outside, kids.
Oh, just to make sure that there was no chance of them looking outside. Wow. Okay, I don't think they went that far, but still, I don't know. Why wouldn't they at least have everybody make the box, poke a hole in the top, look down, and then, which was dumb. I mean, honestly, I felt cheated that day when we made that box.
For obvious reasons, why they wouldn't do it, Eric. Because a kid could get hurt, a kid could get offended, a kid could get upset. So they can't have anything to do with that. I tried to explain to my one coworker, they won't even let kids run for the most part. Because if the kid falls, God forbid, you know, the school's going to get blamed by some parent that you didn't take care of my kid right, and he scratched his knee.
Little Timmy could come in from a sunburn when he was out there looking at that pinhole in a box. And I don't blame the schools for this as much as I blame the culture for this.
Exactly. Yes.
I remember my mad gym teacher telling me after I had to run the mile, she's like, Eric, I hope you have asthma the way you sound right now. I'm like, I don't. Felt bad.
Yeah.
And I didn't see her though. It's weird.
Picking on the fat kid since 1973.
I mean, I was bad vision, bad athletics when I was really young. I remember my gym teacher holding me by my shoulders, shaking me. What's wrong with you? Just do it. You know, everybody else can do it. You're not special.
Remember that video when they made me do the splits? Oh, no, too soon. Thank God, no.
So maybe we should steer the conversation back to something Android related. Anything new? I do have a hardware complaint. It's really a software complaint as well as a hardware.
Well, this
complaint.
Is the department for that. So yeah. Take a number.
I'm one of the 7 people in the world still enjoying my Android Wear watch. You know, and while all the pundits say wearables are dead, you know, Google Plus is a ghost town. Wearables are dead. Flash is meaningless. Something happened, I presumably a software update, because hardware just doesn't generally fail in that way. And I went from getting routinely 20 to 22 hours on a charge for my watch to 7 to 8 hours. I don't even get half. I don't get to lunch some days, and my watch is just dead. And I'm at it's one of those crappy situations where if I could figure out what the app was on Android, there's no good way to roll it back. I would have to, you know, hopefully find the APK somewhere out there that somebody might have, trust a sideload. Yeah, it's really a crappy situation that we have ourselves in, and it's just nothing I can do about it other than wait and hope that that something fixes the update. But whatever it is, it's killing both my watch and my Fitbit. So it's clearly Bluetooth related. And I think it's probably something Android specific, like in the OS itself. Anyway, I put that out there. Has anybody else had any experience with that? Any suggestions for that? Because I've gotten to the point now to be able to use my smartwatch, I have to turn the smart off. I have to keep it all day in airplane mode just to be able to have a watch throughout the day. And that's just crazy.
That's not smart. I wish I could find a watch band for, I haven't looked. I wish I would press the buy button and get a new watch band for my watch so I can start wearing it again. I miss it. But I just haven't, I don't know. It needs to be, I'm almost afraid it's not going to charge now or something. I don't know. It's been so long. I need to get back on it. I need to just order a new band and start wearing it again. Well, even if it's the stock one that came with it.
Maybe put it on the charger first before you buy the band.
Just to check. Right. Yeah.
Well, all of these kind of devices we have need periodic charges or something. Even my buddy had a Nintendo Switch, which he didn't play for almost 2 weeks. And he said when he put it up, it was not fully charged. And when he plugged it in, nothing happened. And he literally had that. And I kept telling him, no, just leave it plugged in. Just leave it plugged in. Just whatever. Stop touching it. Just leave it plugged in. Stop unplugging it. Just leave it plugged in. And after almost 2 hours of being plugged in, it came to life. I've had multiple phones in the past when I leave them unplugged for any length of time. you know, a couple months or whatever. When you plug them in, they act like they're completely dead. If you just leave them plugged in, sometimes overnight, they'll just seemingly randomly just pop to life kind of thing. It's with a lot of devices like that. So even if you're not using it, I encourage you every couple weeks, just plug it up even for 3 seconds and unplug it.
Are you comfortable with just rebooting it, just nuke and paving it? Do you think that, I mean, that may fix it.
With me? My watch?
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't think that's it. I don't think it's the watch. I think it's the phone.
But I mean, you might have a buggy app or some kind of thing going on. Sometimes nuking and paving does, you know, fix things on Android. My phone feels much snappier after I do that. Yeah. I do it about every 7 months or so.
I've definitely fallen out of love with this Moto X Pure device as it has aged. All phones do. It's the SD memory. You know, it gets crufty. This thing is 2-ish, maybe 3 years old. I don't even remember when I bought it. But it really just kind of sucks all the time now. And I did try just recently a flat factory reinstall, and it didn't help.
Okay.
When a phone has that kind of reaction, or any kind of wear device has that kind of reaction, I first instinctively think is the battery. Did like half of the battery cell die? Kind of thing, because I don't know what to think. But this is one of the things that really makes me cantankerous. Is the only word I can think of. Every single release of Android, the top three features, one of them is always improve battery life. Why don't you shut your stinking hole and actually improve battery life? Because you haven't. From everything, every user goes through version updates and they do updates on their phone. Nobody in the world except for journalists ever say, I got this update on my phone. My phone lasts almost twice as long.
I'm going to say, I just got Android O, noticeable difference in battery. I mean, I've had Android O for a long time on the beta. I got the official full-baked release right now until the next beta comes out and it probably destroys it again. Mm-hmm. But from the beta, the last beta I was on, to this one, I can see it.
Okay, Eric, do you know what that is called? You can look up the definition later. It's called anecdotal evidence. Oh, it's okay. Not evidence.
I did not do a study.
If it happens to one person, it's not real. Okay. For all you know, it's a figment of your imagination and it's confirmation bias. Did you actually write down stats and logs?
No, I don't care enough to. I wasn't. No.
So then it's great that you say that. I hope you feel better. But that's as far as I can take.
Oh man.
I've never had this experience.
So passive aggressive.
Lithium batteries, but I knew the old fashioned lead acid batteries can die like that because it happened to me just last week. Last Wednesday. I drove the car, started fine. I drove it 30 miles, turned it off, turned it back on, click, 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 just like that, dead. Put it on a charger, half an hour later, nothing. So yeah, the battery was fine, quote. It was at 1% above minimal capacity, and then it went to 1% below minimal capacity. It was a 6-year-old battery. It was time. But from the user experience, it was, hey, this thing was fine half an hour ago. And then no more.
I mean, I hope I'm wrong in both. Eric, I hope your phone battery gets fantastic.
I hope so too.
Results.
I do too.
So fantastic that the U.S. government comes and takes the phone from you for further research to find out why the hell that phone does.
I'm ready for a new one anyway. They can take it.
And Mark, I really do hope it's one of those things, because I have seen it where my phone, all of a sudden one day, seemingly nothing I can identify changes, and I see definite attitude is the way I look at it. Issues on my device where this is not do this before. What is going on? And then randomly, 3 days, 2 weeks, 3 months later, whatever, it will just like snap back into place where, oh, okay, now GPS is working fine all of a sudden, like there's no problem. Hopefully it's one of those things and hopefully it's over quick. I will say this, if you keep on top of Android updates every time it gets into beta, every time it comes out, no, one of the constant ongoing issues for the last three versions have been severe, hard-hitting Bluetooth issues. So it wouldn't shock me if it's literally just that, because I don't know about you, but 90% of the time when I get out of the car, I literally have to reboot my car in order to get it to correctly and accurately disconnect from my phone. If I try to switch from my phone to my wife kind of thing, that makes no sense. This is literally old technology. The name is based off of mythological Viking stuff, for God's sake. It should be able to work.
I'll have to say that I have had, now this is just anecdotal, but I have had the same Bluetooth issues that I had before with the new Android O. So that didn't change, even though it's supposed to be like HD or high res or super quality. Or
it's 4K. It's 4K Bluetooth.
4K Bluetooth.
4K.
4,000 teeth.
It's small batch, organically.
Artisanal.
Grown, locally sourced.
Yeah.
Artisanal Bluetooth.
Yeah. All right. Well, after all of that ranting and raving, we should call the show Geek Rant. That would be a good name for a podcast. Maybe we should do that.
It could work. It could work.
How about we talk about some Android apps? And Eric, you've been away so long. Why don't you start us off? By the way, I don't have any email tonight because the two that were in my inbox box were both clearly spam. So, yeah.
Clearly?
Really?
One from Microsoft Flight Simulator from a very attractive Asian wow. girl. And another one from Patreon, which probably was intended for Door anyway. But
we had two, actually.
Yeah. One was from Flight Simulator wanting to reach out to Mark, seeing if he's ready to get his license.
One was on, it was from August 18th from Gustavo, and the other one was from August 20th from Trevor.
I don't think I got either of those.
Yeah, I don't think I have either of those.
Well, they came to AA.
If I search my in-basket right now for Gustavo, nothing comes up.
Well, first off, let's just be honest, Mark. I probably didn't spell it right when I said it. G-U-S-T-A-V.
Gustavo.
Nothing.
Absolutely. Perfect. I got an email from Gloria Chastanugi wanting to sell me some plant hangers if I do some illegal crap around Android, Amazon. But
anyway, enough about that. So unless Doors got some email, I got nothing to read. So it's
well, I do, but my address book ain't working right now. If I try to forward it, it's going to take me 20 minutes. So we'll bring.
Now you know you guys didn't step up and give Patreon money, so. We are legally, contractually obligated not to bring any Android apps tonight. I'm sorry.
I was just going to talk about Oreo Cookie and how magical that they picked that name instead of some other name. And just how amazed I am that it's Oreo. I really thought it was going to be orange. What do you think, Dora?
I think it's remarkably funny. Funny how they literally, you take a look at the Oreo character. There is no clear identifiable sex whatsoever. Yet because of their recent issues, they say that the Oreo statue is clearly a girl.
The what?
Yes, yes. If you read their press announcement for it, they say it's clearly a woman because of, how do they put it, her playful nature and intelligence and stability.
I don't even see the Oreo. What's it look like?
Look, the statue that's sitting out front of the Google complex.
Is it just an Android with an Oreo stuck to it? Oh.
In the middle of its body. Like its
that's
main
definitely a dress that Oreo was wearing.
And they, no, that's a cape.
Oh, yes, right. Female supermodel, but superstar.
They're insistent. Right. They're very insistent it was a female. And I'm thinking, kind of funny that you have this stuff happen with this guy writing this memo that you don't like, that you fire. And now all of a sudden,
it's the boots. It's a woman. Those are clearly chick boots. No dude would wear those boots.
I just think it's kind of upsetting that they assumed its gender. That's kind of wrong.
She has bracelets on.
Yeah, no chick would wear those boots. They're Wonder Woman boots.
I guess, sure. Well, then that's just it. I can't say.
That's the cape. Yeah, it's clearly Wonder Woman.
Again, Android is unbelievably matures. I never thought we would get to this kind of maturity.
I know. That's crazy. You know, we got to
The number one selling feature isn't even a feature, okay? None of the selling features are selling features. If you went into a store and you were looking at buying the device and they said, well, this has better battery life or picture in pictures, I'm sure 90% of people would say, why the hell do I need picture in picture?
Oh.
What? Because they're not. Because 90% of the people out there will never use it.
Well, I use it.
And then their other selling feature is like, same here. And then their other selling feature is the seamless upgrade thing, where it's going to be able to do updates and upgrades in the back without affecting your runtime performance, which is a great thing to give. But no end user is going to go, I need that. Bobby down the street has that on his iPhone, and that's what I need. You know, so they're very boring, drab feature list, which I hopefully just to me means more stable, more stability. I wasn't going to say more security, but I don't want
to. That's an optimistic way to look at it, Dor. I'm glad to hear you. Glad to hear you're on that side.
We've just reached a point where without going in a completely different direction, there's not a lot else you can do. And, you know, between the iPhone and Android and, you know, even the Windows phone offerings, they're solid offerings. They do what a phone should do. We just need a new, we need the new iPhone, whatever that's going to be, the new thing. But until then, it's always going to be the same thing.
We need hard competition from something, whether it be aliens, like Mark said, or from Uzbekistan, I don't know, something.
We need a roll-up screen that we can just roll up like a straw and just stick it behind our ear like a cigarette, and then it just vibrates whenever we get a call, so we don't have to have it vibrate in our pants, and it'll be closer to our brain rather than our, you know, our, you know, so, reproductive organs.
Interesting question. You know, put on your future glasses, and let's look ahead to the year 2117, 100 years from today. Are people still fondling slabs of glass?
No.
I'm going to say yes, but they're going to be completely different. Nothing about them is going to be even recognizable except for it appears when it's turned off to be flat. Because I'm pretty sure that when you turn it on, it's not going to be flat anymore.
I think we will have OLED tattoos that it'll just show up on our skin.
Why? That's too much like work. Then you got to move two things to look
at. And it goes on like the cheap fake tattoos that you just add some water. I really think there'll be no device. We'll use our own bodies as the you know, if you don't eat enough, you know, General Mills cereal, your battery will go dead towards the end of the day.
Wasn't that Peter F. Hamilton who had the tattoos that were circuits in his one of his book, the Pandora Star series? Is that what I'm thinking of?
I haven't read that.
I think what you described is a subtopic in some sci-fi guy that I recently read, recently as in sometime between now and the time I was born, where you had digital circuitry tattooed onto your body, and that was your computer interface.
Yeah, see, I don't think anything remotely close like that is going to happen. I think there was an internet video I shared, and supposedly, I believe, Ready Player One has aspects of this, but I think everything is going to be basically AR. Because obviously your house, your stores you go to, your place of work is entirely too boring. So every place you go is going to be enhanced by a AR, augmented reality. And the one video I showed, basically you could earn extra bonus points and things for doing certain experiences that could then help your experience be a little bit more colorful, a little bit more entertaining, a little bit more fun kind of thing. And then in the video, the person's account got hacked. So they went back to level zero to where everything looked really stupid, dumb, and boring again. Because we don't need real stuff on our skin. We don't need real screens in front of us. All we need is the appearance of real. Augmented reality is perfectly acceptable in place of the real thing because it doesn't matter if somebody across the street can look at us and see the real us. What matters is, can we look across and we see a beautified version of that?
I see it.
Yeah, when you're talking about that augmented reality, you hit on it there at the end. It's other people's perception of you. I can see me plain as long as you see me sexy. That's all that really matters.
Yeah, right. Oh, yeah. And I hate to say it, it basically completely thrives off of people's inability to really be human and to be a little bit self-serving and just worrying about that little pleasure thing in our brain. Yeah, you know? I don't know. I've been wrong.
So we can't obviously grow antennas, but so just the one part, you know, get your canine tattooed with some old-fashioned Indian ink and that'll be your Bluetooth. Anyway, that was a long way to get there.
Yeah, so I was just Googling it while we were talking about that. Ock tattoos, organic surgery tattoos, are a major technological device in the Peter F. Hamilton Pandora series, the Commonwealth Saga. These are tattooed on the skin and resemble colorful, often metallic tattoos and serve hundreds of purposes from transferring credits to serving as sensors. Their main function is to act as processors for other implants, which may function at a reduced capacity if the Ock tattoo is damaged. So I called that one right. And yeah, without ever having read it, you and Peter F. Hamilton were thinking the same thing there.
I like the idea of tattooed sensors, though. If you want to see how cold a pool water is or something by just sticking your tattooed finger into the water.
And then we already have a sensor that could show up on your
retinal augmented reality. That'd be pretty cool.
Because when you dip your toe in to find out how cold it is, you can find out exactly how cold it is.
You need to know. Yeah. Like, Yeah, because it's hard to tell the difference between 79 and 84, you know, degrees Fahrenheit.
Yeah, there's comfortable and uncomfortable. That's all you really need to know. I don't know. So I still think actually the rectangular slab of something semi-transparent, I think that paradigm is going to be around for a long time. I wouldn't be surprised to see 100 years from now some version of that be, because it's such a handy form factor that you intuitively know how to work with. You can put an iPad down in front of a two-year-old, a two-month-old, and they intuitively know how to interact with it. And so I think that it's going to be around for a while, but I think that it will be, you know, the extensions of the things that are already in our brains, probably.
Yeah, I'll just say, if it's good enough for Picard, I'm pretty sure we're going to keep using it for a long time.
Yeah, the thing that bothered me most about the Star Trek LCARS interface is that it never changed. No matter what button they pressed, nothing ever changed. It was always exactly the same.
Well, the text changed. It was just so small you couldn't see it. I can see the glass literally forming, malforming, changing shape, changing, having bumps come out, having a height and depth come out of the glass just because. I mean, why not? Is the kind of thing. I think it's the thing is the biggest difference is going to be everything is going to be or have an interface in the future. Doesn't matter. It literally just might be a little bar with two little letters on it, but everything is going to have some sort of interface. And I hate to say it, I think almost like that video, it's going to be gamification. Everything's going to be gamification. I'm going to put my toothbrush like back and forth movement towards my Facebook happiness sensor. And, you know, the more you brush, up, oh, it's a little bigger smile, bigger smile, bigger smile. Hey, post your big smile. So Mark Zuckerberg can become the president again of the United States of America because his head's in a jar and we love him. For crap like that. I'm not, yeah.
All right, so Eric, tell us about Kazada, the visual internet start page.
Well, I was going to, but I really think that we should maybe talk about Patreon and the lack of any donations this week.
So if you want to hear about Android
and the ads. Promise, and not the promise, I guess, but the threat that Mark made last week. If you've enjoyed this show so far, don't send any money. But if you'd rather have us back, hook door up.
I like it. I think we should hold the apps hostage. I'm with you on that.
Okay, look, I'm not going to say we can't, but what I will say is, I'm still going to share apps with the people who are currently giving Patreon.
I did. Okay, I did bring this app. I teased it out there, Mark. Read its name. All right. So I'm feeling nostalgic and retro for some reason this week. So I'm going to bring a couple of them. Kazada,
oh.
KADAZA, is the visual internet start page. Basically, it takes you back to before it was Google. We had a start page, right? We had a home page. You get on the internet, you didn't know exactly what you're going to do right then. You might have had an idea of what you kind of wanted to do, but you really didn't know where to start. And this brings that back for you. So you click it, and basically it gives you like categories of like news, shopping, travel, sports, finance and biz, career and edu, home and garden, social and blog, automotive. And it's got the whole internet just broke down into different categories for you. And then you can click on each one of them to go to that either app or web page, depending on if it's on your phone or not. Some great suggestions are like YouTube, Facebook, the Weather Channel, New York Times, Gmail, Outlook, CNN, ESPN, Yelp. And so if you're just thinking about jumping right onto the internet with just a search, this is a way to get away from that. Just try it the old school.
I only have one question. How did this app get 10,000 to 50,000 downloads?
It's, you know, some people still use AOL.
But do they have smartphones?
And Yahoo. And they just got a smartphone, and they were missing that.
I love that the video actually shows a mouse, because that's what you use on an Android app. You use a mouse to interact with it.
Some people do. I guess there's a tablet out there with a USB port that could accept a mouse, I suppose. I didn't watch the video.
Well, I mean, I
thought it was a better app than that.
I did. What watching this makes me wonder is, how in the hell did we... No. In the past, we had many sites that did this. Uh-huh. How did we blindly trust them in the past? How did we not say, well, I don't trust this thing. It's going to be too busy being showing me things that it's been paid to show
because
us.
Nobody was making money on the internet back then.
I guess. I mean, I want to install it just because I want to see their offerings. The thing I hate about the internet now is the bubble. Mm-hmm. It's so difficult for me to find things that are outside of the things I already know about, but that aren't completely bat crap crazy. It's really difficult for me to find other things outside my circle that are sane.
You know, back in the day, when you saw a GeoCities link ring, you knew you could trust those people.
Yeah. Like, oh, well, where am I going now?
Because, you know, those people, they had met online for tens of seconds and had a real connection with one another. And their links could be trusted.
So I just hit the career and education part. And you've got like Monster, Indeed, LinkedIn, Career Builder, Udemy, Luminosity. But then there are some things that I hadn't heard of, like The Ladders. Have you ever heard of The Ladders?
I haven't either. Job search site.
Yeah. Coursera's on here. I mean, which is good. That's, you know. But then there's Khan Academy's in there. A lot of it's the stuff you already know. I mean, it seems like it's pretty good. There's one called Upwork, Freelancer, Glassdoor. There's a couple things. Rate My Professors. There's a couple things in that category that I didn't know about. But all the normal players there, it's not, I mean, it's like here, this is your first day on the internet. These are the places you're probably going to want to go.
And then the stupid question is, how do kids know where to go these days?
They just go to Facebook and Snapchat.
I guess. I don't know.
I don't know.
They go to Google and type in the Google search bar, Disney.com. and that's how they know how to get there.
But it works. But
what if their browser defaults to Yahoo as a search engine?
I don't care. I mean, my kids, really, to them, the internet is YouTube, Instagram, and Facebook. That's the internet.
Mm.
And their school homework site. They don't do anything else ever at all. Well, that's not true. Occasional Pinterest. But that's about it.
Yeah, Pinterest. No Snapchat?
I'm not allowing that just yet.
Oh, really? I thought they got rid of the bad stuff.
If you've got a group of teenagers online together, there will be bad stuff.
Yeah.
I love you, Eric. I love you.
I mean, it wasn't like, I didn't say chat roulette. Jeez.
No, and thank God Snapchat's losing money left and right, and they're losing login numbers every month. It's just a matter of time. The only question is how far down will it go before everybody just...
Well, Instagram is the new Snapchat. You know, what do you do on Instagram? I'm chatting with my friend Bethany. Wait, you're chatting on Instagram? Why would you? That's for pictures. Oh, Dad. You know, that's a typical conversation in my house.
I didn't know that either. I'm going to be testing out a new social network, though, for the next episode.
As long as it ain't KIK.
No.
Good. Because some random guy who I have no idea who it is asked my son to join KIK when he was playing Minecraft.
And
I'm like,
I assume that's bad.
That's only a couple letters away from KKK.
KIK is a chat. It's like IQC or whatever.
CQ.
ICQ.
Since I saw their terms of service, I said, son, legally, you can't join that. So.
Oh, so I was home for lunch and Crime Watch Daily was on and they kept pimping a certain website. It's called backdoor.com. I guess that's where you go to. Oh, it was actually Atlanta, I think. Wasn't it? Where they? Was it Atlanta? I don't know.
Back Pages?
Some major cities. Backpage.
Backpages. Yeah.
Yeah. So they were a big stink. They kept. Person after person kept coming to this hotel to meet up with a 15-year-old girl. It's like, dang, man. They could hardly arrest them fast enough. But I learned that.
It's a thing. It's the seedier side of Craigslist kind of thing. You sign up for a massage, you know, kind of thing.
Oh, good. Back page. That sounds better than what I said the first time anyway. That's probably a different thing.
Probably is a thing. And I'm not going to Google it to find out.
Yeah, you don't need those ads. So, yeah, this is what it's like when we only bring one ad.
So, Dora's going to post some notes with some links in it. We're just not going to talk about them.
Okay.
He wants to participate. He just doesn't want to be seen to want
literally,
to participate.
Literally, we have to let Dora bring some apps because it's like... And you kind of get constipated sometimes. Well, we don't want Dora to have any issues. I mean, he's already talks about his health as it is. We don't need anything else like that. Don't hold it in, Dora.
It's not
even
healthy.
If you can't.
I'm just gonna let it hang there.
Dora, how you doing? Are you all right?
Okay, I guess. Yeah. I mean, had some buffalo wings for lunch.
From Buffalo?
They were good. No, from my kitchen.
You actually fry them yourself, or is it frozen and you baked them kind of thing?
Well, frozen, thaw them, bake them, then deep fry them.
Wow, nice.
Last time I tried to make my own hot wings, I basically served blood on a stick. Didn't realize you have to cook those things longer than you might think.
Did you batter them before you fried them, or just dropped them straight in?
Can't batter nothing, dude.
No, that's cool. Diabetic. That's cool. I just diabetic. Need to, because my wife can't have
batter. There's no batter.
Huh?
Yeah. Yeah. Most good buffalo wings, to be honest, have no batter on them.
No, I agree.
Just the skin crisp up.
I agree.
Yeah, and I mean, the bad thing is the deep fryer really can only hold like three or four wings at a time or pieces at a time. So, you know, it takes.
You ever tried one of those oilless fryers, the hot air things?
That doesn't. I
can't imagine it would work.
I understand the physics.
But like a hot air popper, isn't it? Is that the physics?
But yeah, for them to call them hot air fryers just makes me want to just punch them right in the neck. There ain't no frying.
I oilessly fry my turkey every year at Thanksgiving. And it's not the same as a fried turkey, but it's like 80% of the same with 0% of the cleanup and mess. So it's a trade-off. So if the home ones are equivalent to that, I could see how they'd be okay. But I can't imagine getting that kind of heat in your kitchen without burning down your kitchen.
Well, that's what I was going to ask you. How do you get it on your turkey? Because that's a big thing to do.
It's a big thing. You know, you can Google it. It's the Charbroil oilless turkey fryer. It's a big propane powered. Essentially, it's a small tandoori oven. Is really what it is. They call it infrared heating. It just means that the steel around it gets really hot.
Infrared.
Yeah. And it works. Yeah, it's good. It's not as good as a fried turkey, but it's good enough. And I don't have to deal with 5 gallons of nuclear hot oil when I'm done. So that's the way we've done it the last several years. So maybe if the ones in the kitchen, well, Android Appetix, maybe if the ones in the kitchen are that quality, I could go for it. But they seem awfully pricey for what you get.
Well, and cube footage wise, I believe they cannot cook much. Because there's no way they can evenly heat, because that's what it requires, unbelievably even heat in a cubic square footage area or cubic inch footage area. You're not going to be able to get that. And I look at the prices, I'm like, no, I'll rather just pressure cook stuff or actually deep fry it. Because the dirty secret about deep frying is the higher the temperature, the quicker the cook, and the higher the temperature, the less the actual grease seeps into the food, the more healthy it is. So just get the highest temperature deep fryer you can get, and you will be healthier, is what I'll say. Because here's the whole gimmick. There's no black. There's no white. There is no healthy. There's no unhealthy. There's just shades of gray for life itself. So your goal in life should not be healthy. It should be healthier. And then next week, maybe a little bit healthier. Because if you try to make yourself healthy, you're going to hate yourself and everybody around you. So just, you know, keep it real.
So what's your least... If Steve Cherubino was still here, this would be a good one for him. What I'm thinking, I've got one in my head. The worst kitchen gadget you ever bought, where you just genuinely felt like, what a pile of crap I just got ripped off. Do you guys have any?
Chocolate milk stirring whisk from Peppered Chef. It works not as, it doesn't even work as well as a teaspoon in a glass of milk, and it's $4. Yeah.
I'll let Dora think about chew on this one for a second. I bought the meal toaster. Have you ever seen the meal toaster?
That's where you take the bread and the egg and the meat?
No. You can take chicken wings.
It's like a George Foreman grill?
Yeah, but it's like a toaster. You put them in you put your food in a basket, then you just drop it into the top of the toaster, and when it's done, you pull it up.
I've never heard of that.
And you can put like your chicken wings and your vegetables in the basket at the same time and toast and drop them in.
You bought that off of television, didn't you?
I don't know where I bought it.
Meal toaster?
No, they don't call it a meal toaster.
It's going to be really hard to find.
Well, it is by Showbiz, I think, or Papil. Whoever makes the Showbiz pizza or the Showbiz rotisserie, that's the best. That's the best kitchen gadget you can ever buy yourself.
The Ronco Ready Grill.
The Ronco, okay, that sounds like that's right, yes.
$39.99.
That is the worst thing you can ever buy right there. Yep, the meal toaster, Ronco Ready Grill.
That doesn't look very, what I'm looking at doesn't look really trustworthy, is what I'm going to say.
Yeah, if you like Mark Cockrell type chicken wings, where there's still just a little tinge of red in the middle, yeah, that's the one you buy, because it don't work.
Patreon.com/AndroidAppAddicts. Patreon.com/AndroidAppAddicts.
But I can't say enough about the rotisserie. You guys got a rotisserie? Do you have a
I don't biz? Have a rotisserie.
Oh, no. Man.
It always seemed to me like an anemic oven. Like, it's all it does is sort of heat up a little bit.
I bought my first one at a rummage sale. Actually, I've never bought one new. I'll put it that way. I've owned two now, and they've both been used. But that's okay. They're worth, they might be expensive new. But to put a chicken in there or a pork roast, and it just, the juices just flows over top of itself over and over again as it spins.
Yeah, I ain't got time
for that. No, it's good. You just set it and forget it.
No, there ain't no, I need it now. It's my money and I want it now. Okay, go buy it. No, we don't know. Everything has to be done in minutes. We don't have time for that. We literally come home, defrost something, cook, done, eat. Period. Because we all work during the day. I mean, once or now, maybe three or four times a year, we'll the night before put a roast in a
crock pot,
in the crock pot and something, and then let it go to the next day. But me, the whole time at work, I'm thinking, my house is burning down. 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 I can't stop thinking, my house is burning down. You know what? Yeah, that was a pretty good smart thing to say in that meeting. But right now, my house is burning down. I can't stop thinking about it. So I'm not comfortable with that.
Yeah.
No, you guys are old enough to have been around during the bread machine craze, right? Where you pour some flour and some yeast and some water in a machine, and 3.5 hours later, you have mediocre bread.
Yeah. At best. It was it was homemade, though. You know, nothing like you would think bread should ever be, and probably holes in it the size that all of your jelly drips straight through. But
and the big paddle, you know, gets stuck in the bottom. So there's this hole in the bottom that you had to like scrape the bread off the paddle. Yeah. Patreon, patreon.com/AndroidAppAddicts. $10 donation gets you 10 apps a week. Just saying.
Yeah. I'll say we bought a lot of kitchen things, Eric. I will say that. We have the authentic KitchenAid stand mixer that she loves.
Yeah,
Mark said Pampered Chef. We have what looks like a caulk gun, Mark. It's a huge
cookie dispenser
thing that looks like a caulk gun that displays cookies. The gimmick is we figured out if the pan that you're shooting the stuff onto is ice cold, if it's been sitting in the freezer for 10 minutes and you pull it out and you immediately start to use it, the cookies stick to it perfectly every time. But if the pan's not ice cold or the stone isn't ice cold, it doesn't work very well. But it's still a good purchase.
What about aluminum foil?
Aluminum is one of the worst conductors of heat, I believe.
That's why it doesn't stick.
Because it doesn't stay cold.
It doesn't stick because it doesn't get that hot.
But it doesn't stay cold. Yeah, it doesn't stay hot or cold. It transmits the temperature too quickly. We bought stones, the round stones. I love those things. I had a cast iron skillet for years. Oh, yeah. What can you not cook in a cast iron skillet? I mean,
that's
I don't
all
care.
We use. I could have
used it for broccoli, and the broccoli would come out delicious. Well, I like broccoli anyway. Now I got the deep fryer. I got the little rapid egg cooker where I can do like seven.
Oh yeah, I bought one of them at a rummage sale recently for like $2.
I love that damn thing.
You didn't do an omelet in it though, did you? Have you ever tried cracking an egg and cooking? That was pretty freaky.
Yeah, we did. "Quote unquote dippy eggs" for my cousin because he only eats dippy eggs. Which mine has three trays. The two little trays to where you can do when you boil the egg, when you crack it in water. Poached egg. But we did it like that with less water in it, so it was dippy for him. He loved it. When my wife tried to do an omelet, she said the top and the bottom were not cooked the same. Like one of them, she had to put back in.
So you're talking about the one where you have to put a small hole in the egg, right? Yeah, yes. I thought that was so weird when my wife told me we had to do this.
Well, and then the gimmick is you better put it in the right end. Man, I didn't mean to say that.
Yeah, so you could tell me what happens when you put it in the wrong side?
There's the bigger and the smaller end of the egg. You put it in the smaller end of the egg and put that up, what will come out is almost like a worm. Like the white will just start coming out in the middle of cooking. You do it on the other side, there's already an air bubble. The bigger side, you put the part in, you put that straight, and then it just air comes out, and then when you crack the egg, it's like perfectly egg-shaped. You know.
You guys ever tried the rotating hairdryer pizza maker thing? The Presto Pizzazz?
Oh, Pizzazz pizza?
Oh, I love
it.
Really?
He loves
it. That's the best. Oh, I cook anything. Anything that comes out of the freezer is cooked on that in my house. I don't ever use the oven. Like tater tots and chicken strips that are breaded and fish sticks.
I don't understand how it can heat up. Okay, listen. By the laws of nature and physics, it heats something up for 20% of the time at most, and then 80% of the time it's not heating it up.
It's,
and then again, 20% of the time it heats up, but then 80% of the time it's not.
So, Eric, do you not have a toaster oven for that sort of thing?
No, we don't do a toaster oven.
See, that's the thing. The toaster oven is the perfect tool in the kitchen.
Yeah.
It's an oven.
Okay, hey, oop, hey, turn over in the chat room, just pledged $5 a month.
So he says, can we get a verification from that, from the East German judge?
Well, you would get it in your email.
Actually, you have your campaign suspended, didn't you?
Okay. I just saw it. What? Suspended?
Don't you? Because for the...
not Patreon. Okay,
I thought you did. Wait, didn't I just go to Patreon and see that you had it suspended until October 1st?
Oh, I suspended our income, yes.
Got
it. I can still pledge and stuff. Yeah. Because I did promise, and it took me in almost a month, to suspend the Patreon income, asking people to please go pre-order a copy of the Messengers, the podcast.
Oh, by the way, that came out today. I don't know these things because I don't have an Apple product, but I did do the pre-order, and my daughter texted me today, hey, your documentaries just came out. I'm like, oh, cool. So I'm excited to see it.
I'll just say, there was a group talking about a podcast that I will never in my life suggest or subscribe to. It was a podcast all about the female menstrual cycle. And God bless them for doing such a podcast.
Is that weekly, daily, or monthly?
Every 28 days.
Every 28 days. And I think it was literally called something like Hold the Flow, I believe. I mean, it was bad. I mean, there's... listen, I can't say any more because I'm just going to keep digging a hole. But damn it, I'm never going to... I don't care how funny it is. I'm not. No, don't. I love my wife dearly. I tell her the number one way to make me less excited is to do the damn laundry. I'm just saying. So you enjoy the rest of the documentary. There are some really honestly nice people that I never met that just come off really nice, genuine people. Chris, one of the main guys behind it, really nice. Chris, Steve took the little excerpt of when we talked about it and sent it to him, and he was giddy, and he went to one of his conferences and played it live during the conference and told and said, here's an example of a podcast doing things right kind of thing. So
nice.
You know, yeah. Support those who support you.
All right. So we got a donation, a pledge on Patreon. Door, do you have an app?
Yeah, we do. But I got to say really quick, I was listening to a podcast that made me feel just how stupid and incompetent I am. They said in a podcast, for them to be successful and for them to keep doing what they were doing, they needed over $35,000 a month. And they weren't kidding. And I'm thinking to myself, I'm barely making $150. The hell? And this show
You barely
sucks.
Make $150 a month?
Not funny.
Well, you're doing better than them, then.
If that. Well, yeah, but they're not doing $35,000. But here's the thing. Their show sucks. They cuss to cuss. Their funny is not funny. They're unbelievably ignorant and rude about everything. And everything is just a joke to try to get the other guy on the show laughing. So anybody is like, they're not in the in crowd. And yet we have people giving these guys money. Obviously, I don't know what the hell I'm doing. I'll say that. Okay, app.
So no, I think this proved what you know what you're doing.
I don't know.
Mission accomplished. Turnover. Thank you. Good job.
And the first thing I'll say is I believe it was Trevor or Gustav. I don't know what I'm said. Thank you for trying to bring non-game apps. Well, trust me, every week my goal is to never bring a game. It is really hard sometimes to find good apps that just don't completely suck or are pointless or stupid or just rehashing the stuff we already saw. And I am never going to bring an icon pack to this show. I'll go back on this one more time. There's nothing more lazy in the universe than to open up Inkscape and make 10 little icons and put it in the store and charge $10. My God, at least, no. Okay, I'm not bringing that. So here's the first one. It's a game, but at least it's a classic RPG-ish, D&D-ish type game. It's called Tunnels and Trolls Adventures instead of Dungeons and Dragons. Tunnels and Trolls. There is in-app purchases, which I do believe gives you more adventures, more, I can't remember what they were called in D&D, when you would go buy a book and
expansion
it would be like
pack?
Expansion packs, like different adventures, different sets kind of thing, where you basically have to do things like roll dice to see if you can deliver a critical hit, roll dice to see the strength of your character kind of thing. I just, again, this caught my eye. The biggest reason this caught my eye is just because this is different. This is not the kind of thing you see every day. And it was mostly textual, yet I still brought it. So that should tell people something. I typically don't bring text-heavy things to the show.
I'm a little disappointed with the lack of a multi-sided dice. When you got a computing power behind you, and you got a game like this, you should be able to take it up a level from the physical dice that we used to try to read and roll. And this has just got the regular six-sideds.
Yeah, I didn't see anything besides a six-sided, which kind of shocked me. I expected I'd see at least like a 20-sided or, you know, a five-sided.
We should have 4D dice or something now, smell-o-vision or something.
But there is a picture of a scantily clad female warrior princess. So, you know, they got that base covered.
Well, yeah. And I'll just repeat something I've been telling my son now for 2 weeks straight a lot. And that is, perfection is the enemy of completion. If you spend your time looking for that perfect D&D game, I'm pretty sure you will never be satisfied. Okay. Life is compromise. That's what I try to explain to my son. Life is compromise from the beginning to the end. And if you don't compromise, you will never be happy. You will never fall in love. You will never be satisfied about anything. Now it's selective. Maybe we can get by with a six-sided die for now. You know what I mean? Maybe. But then again, I'll say, if you want to play D&D, Eric, and you want to play this for real, you just got to let me know. Roll20.net is a website with the built-in Google Hangout thing where we can have dice in the screen. And
I don't know if I would even know what to do. I don't know if I want to walk into it that way either. You know what I mean?
Number one tip, never leave the crowd. Number two tip, never follow a woman to a room. Number three tip, never put your hand in something you can't see the other end of, or else the DM will crush you.
Okay.
Just saying. I learned them the hard way. But yeah, this is Tunnel and Trolls at Ed Adventure, completely free to download and install. Does have ads, does have in-app purchases by Meta Arcade. Everyone 10 and up, 29 reviews, 3.7 average reviews, updated August 7th. 2017, between 1,000 and 5,000 installs, current version 1.0.49. Still pretty new, still, you know, fairly new. In-app purchase price range from 99 cents to $9.99. Of course, fantasy, violence, use of alcohol, warning kind of thing, because, you know.
Is that,
it's D&D. So
if you pick up an elixir, is that use of alcohol?
Oh, no, I'm sure when you're in a bar, you can buy beer, and then if you buy too many beers, you might not be able to find your room and wake up without your sword or something.
Your courage points go up, but your hit points go down.
Dexterity, way, way down.
Well, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Nice app.
All right, that's two apps. We owe turnover three more. So, okay. Eric, have you got another one?
Well, I'm going to keep with the theme that I started earlier, and this is not a game. This is another launch place to find new stuff on the internet, and it's called Face Punch Droid. And Dory, you might like this one because there's a nice section of GIFs and short videos that you can go check out. But basically, it's kind of sort of a maybe like Dig, I guess, sort of. It kind of like what's kind of popular right now and a few different categories. Not
Face Punch.
Not directly to websites, but more to content.
Well, I'll just say the name alone, you know, makes me not want to.
It gets 4.8 stars, 107 reviews.
You know, Eric, I don't support violence.
That's so not true.
I know.
I like the fact that it's hoping you found a bug. Here's GitHub. Basically, roll your own code, dork. That's the way I read that.
Material design, pin pages to drawer, native image viewer, open source, custom themes, no ads, constant new features.
Okay, so, I mean, it doesn't sound bad, but seriously, who the hell is Face Punch?
Yeah, I don't know. It almost seems like that should have been, like that was a thing, like a place or something, like a website that I should have known.
Okay, well, I mean, here's a good thing. If you want to make the app better, feel free to contact us through Face Punch, twitter.com/facepunch. So why don't we, as the Podnuts audience, test this place out and say, why don't you add some, Podnut shows to your...
So Facepunch, when I pull it up, it says general discussion. There's 255 people viewing that right now. videos and flash movies and that kind of crap, sensationalist headlines, I'm not going to read the next one, sponsored spam bots, hardware and software, creationism corner, film, television, and music, and then under...
Wait a minute.
What?
Creationism. Is that 3D printing and making, or is that Jeebus?
It's, That's the... Draw the cutest character you can, creative photography, okay. 2D digital art, digital 3D art chat.
Okay. Sorry, because when I hear creationism, I don't know what to take
it. Thousand-year-old Earth.
So they got games, developers, modeling. Here you go. Developers modeling. Not.
I've always been told I could be a model. A model of what not to look like.
I know. Well, I'm going to tell you, Eric, I'm not going to lie. Nothing about this grabs me. I would not have clicked this link, and I would not have looked at it. But I think I'm going to install it, and I'm going to at least play with it. I'm going to see, because I keep looking for those niches of content or people creating stuff.
Under modeling, though, it's developers modeling. So this is like more gaming kind of thing. Halo porting thread, Titanfall ports and hacks.
Do you even model?
Gary's mod has its own section in here. You know, Gary. So there you go.
Yeah.
And then there's the bottom of the forums, the drop dead thread at the bottom.
Drop dead thread.
Thread.
Got it. Okay. Sure. I guess.
All right, Dora, what's your next one?
This was, okay, give me 1 second here because I forgot to do the, okay, this is actually, and you guys know me, I'm not a VR guy at all. I saw this literally, now an hour and a half ago, haven't had a chance to download it, and I'm going to admit, fully admit, $3.99, don't care. Google Opinion Rewards means it actually cost me nothing except to tell Google 30 times in the last week, No, I haven't been to that store either. Nope, haven't been to that store either. Nope, what the hell is that? I never even heard of that store. Haven't been there either. So it's free money. But there's only a few cases where I think VR can truly be, draw you in without having to run around the room and fall over stuff. You know what I mean? I think it's a hard balancing act. This is one of those places where I believe it fits perfectly because you can literally just sit on a chair or sit on the ground, you know, on your knees or whatever kind of thing. And you can do this complete thing and have a hell of a lot of fun. Using Google Cardboard, stick the phone in your head, and then it's SBK VR. SBK is super bikes. You know, the Ducati type racing bikes and stuff. It's $3.99. I'm going to buy it, use the Google Cardboard immediately. When I buy it, try it. And if it doesn't actually play good, because my question is, how am I going to control the gas? You know, I mean, that's one thing I don't know. But this is the kind of thing where I could see actually being really fun, really cool. I'm a guy who used to love Excitabike. I used to love motocross in television. I loved Hang On in the arcade. I was a motorcycle game loving guy. And I see this and I keep thinking this could be a hell of a lot of fun or really disappointing. I don't
one,
know.
One, two,
I
would, five installs. This is well, this I'm, is new, folks.
I know. Door's like, this game literally came out today. And I'm going to say it's going to be disappointing because it is incompatible with all of my devices. So that's bad for me. But because it's so new, as Door always says, give it some time. It will come out to more devices.
Well, yeah, that's the thing. Everything that says that, I beg people, take note of it, but ignore it. In most podcast players now, there are ways you can set bookmarks. So you can set a bookmark or you can like self, because what I do now is I, in Podcast Addict, when there's something I want to remember, I go pause the podcast, go to the corner, share position, and then I do a private DM to myself in Twitter or Google Plus. So I have a direct link right to that exact spot in the podcast again. So what I beg people to do is do this and set a reminder for 3 days, 5 days, 1 week to come back and check this out. Because yes, this app literally came out, I believe, less than 12 hours ago. So it's only going to be available on a very small amount of devices. Very soon it's going to be everybody. And I'm just literally, I'm going to try it because it doesn't matter. If it's even halfway good, I'll have a hell of a lot of fun.
If the developers have any skill at all, the throttle control will be tilting the phone in your fist forward and backward.
You'd need a second phone then.
Yeah, it can't because it's a VR thing. It has to be on the helmet. So either you lean forward and lean back, which is really dangerous.
You got a Bluetooth game controller, left and right.
Or you have a gamepad, yeah. Right.
I've never had the VR experience. I've never worn Google Cardboard. I forget that you have to actually put the phone on your face like an alien face hugger.
Well, it's because you look so good, you wouldn't want it on your face anyway.
I just wish I could go more than 5 minutes without my phone overheating. That's the worst part about
it. Well, okay, step one, don't buy a Samsung.
Well... No, you're not. I mean, it's just that's the flagship that I got from 3 years ago, 5 years ago, whatever.
Okay, then quick tangent. Initial thoughts on the Note 8. You
haven't seen it yet.
Oh, okay. Well, never mind then, because it was already announced and everything. But I guess you know.
Gonna be a big phone.
I'm just waiting for the Pixel 2.
$1,000, basically $980. $1,000, to which I laugh at. Incredibly. Anybody to spend that kind of money, you are truly sheeple. You're worse than iPhone people. You are to spend that much money.
It's a pretty hefty price to pay for a Samsung. I don't know.
For anything. That's a hefty price to pay for a laptop, let alone a phone.
Yeah. People can make fun of iPhone users all day.
Rhino in the chat room now says, "Door, check PayPal donations." Look at that. See?
I know you can't.
Patreon.com/AndroidAppAddicts. Give us the money and we gives you the apps. So we got, that's it. We $5 gets you 5 apps. We have our $5. We got one more app. Eric, I think I'm going to give you the honor of the last app of the night. Make it good.
Yeah, let me look through here and I'm going to go with Icy Ropes. And I will do a little copy and paste action. Icy Ropes by Playside Studios. Basically, this is two characters who are connected by a rope, and you have to tap at the correct time to slingshot each other from peak to peak of these squarish mountains and land on flags and gold and stuff, hopefully, without going too far or messing up.
Oh. No video, so it could be good.
It does have pretty good reviews, 4.2, 7,000 reviews.
So do me a favor, go over that mechanic again, because what I see is like columns of stone and two things connected. It's almost like an old wrestling strap match where the two things are connected by a rope.
Yes, exactly, yeah. Let,
okay, and what do you have
me,
to do
let
now?
Let me play it again real quick. I just can't remember off the top of my head exactly how it went. I think you... held down until you stretched out enough and then you let go. But I'm going to play right now.
So while he's doing that, I'll put a call out to the audience. I am looking for a solid poker game, be it Android or other. Not the game. The game is there's lots of good ways to play poker. I'm looking for a poker community where the retards don't shove all in every hand and treat it like Russian roulette because they know they're going to get another 10,000 tokens the next time they reload.
Oh, you're going to say I have to get online with something with real money then.
Well, that's not legal in the U.S. So I'm looking for a good poker game, not a good poker app. Mm. Anybody out there know? Let me know. I like to play poker. I don't like to play flip the coin. So
okay, so the game mechanics of this is you hold down and the guy jumps. And the longer you hold down, the farther he jumps. You let up and then he lands. But if you go too far and land him, the rope has tension and could pull the other guy behind over the edge too.
Ah.
It's a pretty simple game. And sometimes you can, if you don't make it quite correct, you can, there's a little forgiving where you could fall on a different level a little bit and keep going. But it's really tough. You might as well just throw in the towel if you don't make it right on the top.
And just a word to a listener, I can't remember who it was last week, that recommended flow-free warps. I hate you.
Yeah.
I hate you. I have now burned through almost all the levels. My wife hasn't seen me in a week. My boss is complaining about my performance. But hey, I'm doing well at the game. So,
dang, it's too bad. Well, is that five apps then?
That is five.
I had to say that because he's just staring at his phone. I can see him in the camera looking at Flow Free.
Playing Flow Free
as we are talking.
I was just going to wait for any further comment on that. So Kadaza 1987. Kadaza Visual Internet Start Page. Tunnels and Troll Adventure. Kadaza was by Kadaza Productivity. Tunnels and Trolls Adventures by Meta Arcade. Face Punch Droid by Anker, A-N-K-E-R Apps. SBKVR by Digital Sales, SRL. And Icy Ropes by Playside Studios. There's your five apps. That's all you paid for. That's all you get. We're not going to do this every week, I promise. Every other week, maybe. But remember,
never know.
If you don't pay for what you like goes away. The world has proven that time and time again.
Okay, here's something that I made that I think is cool. Unfortunately, it's the same color as my background, so my background, so I'm not going to be coming across correctly. It's basically a wallet that I 3D printed that has a little lock here. I put the lock down. Cards can't come out. It has a little lever here that when I hit the lever, which I got to wear in, it ejects cards in a semi fashion to where they're like fanned out. So I like 3D printing.
Did you design that?
Okay. Hell no. I downloaded it from
the
internet.
Is that fully 3D printed? Like the spring in it is plastic and printed and the whole thing? Or
there is no spring.
No spring.
It is all 3D printed and it is assembled, and when you print it, it's
what's complete. It say on the side?
It's feature complete. Oh, I don't know.
I thought
designs.
You put something on
it. I mean, it is a spring. Like it's not a metal spring, but to make those cards jump out like that, is it?
No spring. What it is there's a piece of plastic that is stepped down, and it keeps getting stepped down. And then when you turn it, the highest point is all the way at the very end, because this thing turns right here, and it goes all the way across. My card stops before it gets all the way down. So it's just that, and it comes in different sizes, 2 cards, 3 cards, 5 cards, 10 cards. And I think the more I use it, the more it's going to get normal, is what I'm going to say. Because at first, every time I did it, it was like snapping cards going flying out, which of course ain't good.
So was that I'm curious about this. Was that a single print?
Yes. And that was the thing. I first printed a couple that weren't. You had to put them together. And then every time I tried to put together, pieces would go flying off from the stress and pressure in it. So I found one that's already completed. You just print it and you break a little tiny piece right here. You just like pop it. And then down here, there's an extra hole in the very bottom. You just take a real small screw driver, put it in there and just tap it once and it breaks free and it works.
How much filament did you burn to make that cost wise?
Oh, 2 cents.
That's crazy cool.
Maybe 3. I mean, it cost a kilogram. A kilogram cost me $9.99. There's no doubt I could print 300 of these at least.
Wow. That's a good illustration. Oh, by the way, Mark, Rhino in the chat room says that Flow Free was the name of that podcast that Dora was talking about earlier. Yeah.
I saw that. I chose not to read that. But, you know, thanks for going there.
Well, and I'll say if these kinds of things, printing, making, designing, excite you, we have a podcast on the network called The Makers. Here's the best thing about the podcast. It literally just started. It literally just got off the ground. If there's ever a time you can help guide a podcast to be something that you would like to see, you don't have to be on it. You don't have to be a part of it to help form and shape the podcast. Just download it, listen to it, contact us, tell us how you think we can make it better. You're a part of a smaller listener base, which means your voice counts for more.
And it's a great podcast. I love listening to it. And you've got the guests you have or the hosts you have on there know their stuff. And it's very cool to hear the stuff that they work on.
Well, to me, it's the best kind of podcast because I know.
Is that listed in iTunes?
You should be in iTunes. The Makers with a Z at the end. M-A-K-E-R-Z. Because I'm a UF public school educated, which means I don't spell correctly.
Wheat. That's what it is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Not coming up in my app. That doesn't necessarily mean anything.
There's a chance I did forget to add it, Mark, which means I just got to go back and do it.
There it is. There's no space. The Makers, one word. It's you got to decode the secrets of the Sphinx.
And that's one of the reasons why podcasts are difficult to get off the ground.
Cool. All right. Downloading now. And is there a Play Store that I could go to support you financially? I'm not sure that anybody's ever mentioned it on this show. Is there a way that could happen?
Everything you could possibly want is at podnuts.com. A little bit down the page, a little bit further down the page, or a little bit further down the page is everything you could want, from direct RSS links to subscribe to shows or to donate or support the shows. We do need to make a page, and I did say tell Jeff about this. We need a page where we just list the individual Patreons for all the individual hosts, which I don't think we did yet, now that I say that out loud. But you can go to the main page. All the show notes have all the links for everything talked about during every show, including individual ways to support each individual podcast, or just ways you can support the network as a entirety.
All right. And if you feel so inclined to throw money at another podcast, I have one. It's over at elementop.com. Yeah. You might want to check it out. It's a couple of geeks ranting. Might be the kind of thing that would interest somebody who enjoyed this show tonight.
If you want more of this right now, go there.
I just gotta tell people, Seth's passion is contagious. Hearing him going off on stuff, it doesn't matter if you agree with him or not. His passion is contagious because you feel it. You definitely feel it when he goes off on something. That came from that guy's heart right there. There ain't no doubt. There is no questioning what his intent is when he opens his mouth. Good stuff.
All right. Fun stuff. I don't have anything else to say. Eric, you have anything you want to plug? What project are you doing this week that you want to plug? Because that's what we do on podcasts, apparently.
Well, I just, the project that I would want to plug is the staining of my new fence. That's the project I've been working on all week. I get up an extra hour in the morning to get an hour of daylight in so I can paint or stain, and then go to work, and then come home from work. And if it's not too late, I do it again. And
so you haven't talked a neighborhood kid into doing it because it's so much fun to do?
I tried to talk two chicks that walked by into it as it was too fun to do. And then right after they left, a neighborhood kid's like, "Hey, can I help?" I'm like, no, not really. I only got one brush. Sorry.
Brush? You don't have a spray rig for that?
Well, here's the thing. I had 5 gallons of stain. It's a really huge fence, and I didn't know. I painted with my sprayer. It's an airless sprayer. It sucks through some paint quick, and it's 100. I don't know. It's like 90 feet long and along the street. It's really long. So I didn't want to run out of stain and have to like try to mix and match a different color on the front outside part of it. Inside, I'm gonna spray. I don't care if it matches the part that I see, but resale value, that kind of thing. Got to have it look good up on the front. And I did also put a link in the notes here to a Presto Belgian waffle bowl maker. If you want to make your own Belgian waffle ice cream.
I can't eat waffles.
This isn't waffles. This is an ice cream cone.
Thanks for rubbing it in, Eric.
I mean, kitchen gadgets, man. There's no kitchen gadget I can promote to you that really is good for you.
Yeah, you can. A bacon cooker.
I got a juicer that I don't use no more. You into that yet?
Can't do any of that.
You can't juice celery?
Why on God's green earth would I juice celery when I can just eat it?
Because then you don't have to eat it. You can just drink it and get all the nutrients without having to go through all the hair fibers
First
in
off,
your teeth.
Okay. 99.999% of Americans are over-nutritious. We have too many. We have the most expensive pea in the history of the universe, okay? We have too many nutrients. We have too many vitamins in our diet. There's no reason for me to juice whatsoever. I'm losing weight faster than I can count. I don't need to lose weight. I just need to get rid of carbs and sugars, and juicing ain't helping me do either.
Okay. Well, I'm just thinking of kitchen gadgets for you.
I can't eat any fruit. That's the thing. Can't eat any fruit. If I could eat fruit, hell, I would try it.
I got a lot of cherry tomatoes right now.
You can make waffles with almond flour. You could try that. Almond flour waffles. They taste almost like food.
Still carbs. Can't do carbs.
Oh, well, almonds don't have... I mean, that is a carb-friendly substitute, almond flour.
I recently switched to soy milk, and I'm impressed.
Well, first off, it ain't milk. Oh, my son. My son really made his aunt mad, super mad. He went over her house, spent the night. In the morning, he asked for a bowl of cereal. She put soy milk down in front of him. He literally said, "What the hell is this? Don't you have any milk?" And she said, "It's soy milk." And my son turned and said, "That thing don't have no udders on it. How can that be milk?" And then she stopped and said, "What?" And he said, "Sillies don't have no udders on them. It ain't milk. What is it?" And she said, "I don't know." And he said, "Well, read the package. It's a soybean. I don't want to drink no bean with my breakfast." I love that kid. Yeah. Gotta love that kid. Just give her crap for the sake of giving her crap.
All right, I think I can't let this continue. We have to say goodbye. This has been the weirdest show that I've ever been on.
I agree.
So thanks. If you haven't unsubscribed after this, we'll see you next week, where we'll probably talk about an app, assuming you pay up. Anyway, we'll talk to you later. And remember, pay for what you like, or you get shows like this. Bye, everybody.
Hi, this is Matt, the host of the MRP Tech Podcast. I would like to invite you to listen to my show over at podnuts.com. In each episode, I discuss anything tech-related, including Windows, Mac, Linux, iOS, Android, Chrome OS, and so much more. We even get into rocket science. I hope you're enjoying all the great content here on the network, and stay tuned for all the great upcoming episodes by subscribing to our RSS feeds.
Music provided by Steve Cherubino at stevecherubino.com.